Just got to post this and then the checks come rolling in.
I do love Mavs. They make me laugh out loud. I mean, they are funny.
Really?
Yes.
Buckle up, baby. The kings of controversy are on the microphone. It is time for another episode of Matt and Andrew versus Society.
What's up, you guys? What's up, you guys?
Indeed. Woo!
No fair. No way.
Oh, bro, no way. Yes way. Happy Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even plan on that rhyming. Just that good at podcasting, I guess.
Oh, Memorial Day. I cannot believe it, man. We are almost to June.
Yeah.
Spring didn't happen.
No. No. Pretty much not at all.
Will summer happen? Oh, stay tuned.
It's happening down here. That's for damn sure.
It's happening by you.
I mean, it's hot. Is my point.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, baby. Yeah, it's already, it's been a rainy couple days. Scattered tea storms. It's a big, the welcome wagon for tub season. It's the scattered tea storms. And you know what? Really brings the humidity in. Mm-hmm. You gotta love it. So, yeah. Spring didn't happen. Summer's happening here. I just dove right back into it this past week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah. I was telling you about it last night, but yeah, worked, put in, you know, a quick 27 at the bar, three 9-hour days with my boy Jesse, getting it done.
Woo.
Yeah, which, I mean, it was nice, like the owner who's kind of, he's acting president. I don't know if he's kind of like the final decision maker. So I guess that would make him president, of the company. And he asked everyone, he was like, "Hey, like I don't want to fuck up your unemployment," is basically what he said. So if you want to take another week or another 2 weeks, that's fine. And
why did you say, why didn't you take him up on that?
Cause I wanted to bet on me, you know, thought like, hey, you know, work hard, nose to the grindstone. Maybe I can make more. Maybe I can make something out of myself instead of sitting around playing Super Metroid, collecting unemployment, which I know is not what you're doing. Half of that's not what you're doing. No, I was going back to the coffee shop anyways, and I felt comfortable with the precautions that we had in place, and I decided that I felt comfortable coming back, and I felt if at any point I was uncomfortable that they wouldn't have a problem with that. And so I went for it. And Jesse and I were the only two that decided to do that. And
two out of how many?
Six. So it's not like there's not a ton of us behind the bar.
But that's only less than half. Two-thirds that didn't, which is significant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they all have their various reasons, and They don't need to explain themselves either, which is the nice thing. But, you know, everyone made the decision that they felt was best for them. And I don't know. We did good. We had a good weekend. So that was cool. And it was, you know, people were generous. But of course, you know, there are some people that just can't get it through their head that everything's not normal yet.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
We talked about this yesterday. You guys should have heard.
Yeah. we really should have just recorded yesterday. But yeah, I think one of my favorites was the guy who I was talking about, the president of our company, is in our kitchen, you know, cooking burgers and tater tots. And, you know, we don't have a regular kitchen staff. We don't have our regular menu. And this woman's like, I'll have a pimento burger. Like, yeah, we don't have that right now. She's like, well, on your website, it says you do. Well, you know, our website.
Also, can we talk about the person who's like, ooh, this place has a pimento burger. Let's go there.
I feel.
Who is that? Who's like, I picture her browsing the various like restaurants in the area, looking at the menus, being like, ooh, a pimento burger, a regular ass burger, but the cheese has olives.
You know what, though? Maybe it's a thing down here because we had a pop-up in the kitchen that they just served a cup of pimento cheese with Zapp's chips.
A cup?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like, because the pimento cheese, it's like soft. So you like scoop it.
A cup of cheese?
Yeah.
With chips?
Yeah.
Are you supposed to dip the chips in the cheese?
Yeah.
The fuck?
I don't know if that's a thing like
cup
down
of
here.
Soft cheese with olives in it.
is served. Dude, I'm not having it. I'll say that.
Like how soft? Like it's not like nacho cheese.
No, it's not. It's not liquefied. It's just it's soft.
Like cream cheese.
Yeah, maybe a little. Yeah, I guess so.
You can't dip chips in that. It's gonna break.
Okay, well then it's softer than cream cheese.
Like it's soft enough so where you can scoop a chip through it.
Yeah. Yes, correct.
So it's like a dip.
Yeah.
What flavor were the chips?
Just classic Zapp's potato chips.
Thank you. I was about to freak the fuck out if they were like some weird flavor. They're not putting the voodoo chips in that shit.
No, don't waste the voodoo chips on that. They're the pimento cheese flavored
people
chips.
In New Orleans and they're fucking pimento.
I don't know. It was a scene, man. What if they did Zapp's made a pimento cheese chip that you used, just doubled up? Dip your pimento cheese chips in your pimento cheese. You'll love it.
I'm surprised there's not a Zapp's pimento flavor.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Oh, is that what you said?
Yeah.
I don't know where my mind was.
I'm not
doing anything.
Yeah.
I'm not playing Metroid right now.
Yeah, I know. I can see.
I think
just
I'm done with
about
Metroid.
It.
Fuck this game.
Yeah, fuck you. How about that?
Not fucking interested.
Yeah.
Too hard.
The other
go
thing,
back to Shovel Knight.
The other thing that you know, is like, I get it. You don't want to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. It's not our rules. That is the mayor of New Orleans said if you're in a enclosed public space, you need to be wearing a mask. And the thing that gets me. Like,
sorry, I thought this was America.
Yeah, right. I know. Again, yelling fire in a crowded theater. Like, sorry, I thought this was America. Public safety and all. But everyone who, you know, you ask people and they're like, oh, sorry, forgot. Which is fine because, you know, they're like sitting out in the beer garden. They're in the sun. They're hanging out, drinking beer, it almost feels normal. And maybe you forget. That's fine. But the thing that gets me is the people who one, don't have them. You had 2 months to figure something out. Anything. Cut the sleeve off a t-shirt if it comes to that. And just pull that over your head. And then two, they all just need to do one thing. It's like, yeah, we get it.
I like the one you told me yesterday. Oh, I just was going to order a beer.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know what the fuck you're here for.
Yeah, I get it.
I was just going to try and get more of that soft cheese with olives.
We're not serving that today. Oh, well, it's on your website.
It's on the website. It's on the website. I thought this was New Orleans. I can't get my cheese with fucking olives. Dip my shit in.
Can't get a cup of shit to dip shit. What are you, some sort of dipshit?
What can you put olives in? Put olives in something.
Fist fuck some olives into a slice of American. I don't care.
Can you put the olives in the burger? Can it just be an olive burger?
Just having a complete meltdown.
Can I just take the burger away and give me olives?
Yeah.
In between bread? I want olives.
Yeah. And then you remind them it's vegetarian, and then they freak out. Like, oh, I got to have some meat. I got to have it.
I'll die.
Yeah. I remember a guy a while ago, as my friend Brennan has been vegan for a long time at this point. And I remember a customer at our old coffee shop in Florida was like, yeah, but like, isn't there like just something like you feel powerful when you're like, go out and you're eating a burger.
Feel powerful?
Yeah. Like you're the top of the, I think he was implying like you're the top of the food chain.
For being a meat eater.
like the implication that don't you feel powerful because you're at the top of the food chain? But at no point was he like, you know, don't you feel powerful hunting and then making
yeah.
like, that don't you feel powerful when you get a Baconator?
How does that guy order a burger? Someone's like, I'll have a salad. And then he goes, I'll have a burger.
And he just throws his fist up and his fist gets struck by lightning.
And he eats it just like, just flailing.
Oh!
Ripping into it.
Power, raw power. Yeah, that was just, I'll never forget. Don't you just feel like powerful when
I've
you have
got
a burger?
The power.
Honestly, when I have a burger, I feel like, you know, laying down afterwards.
I've never felt more power.
Yeah, the power is just coursing through my veins.
Ooh. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Burger Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another kill.
yeah, that's the other thing. We knew this guy. He was not hunting.
He's not powerful.
Yeah, yeah. Don't you feel... And also, if you're like, what are you hunting cows? That's not power. I blasted this cow's face off. It was just standing in a pasture. And with my assault rifle.
Picture him like bazooking a cow and it explodes and all the pieces just fall onto a grill.
I was gonna say just hamburgers come from the sky.
like Breath of the Wild. Then you shoot something with a bow, it just turns into steak.
It's just a nice cut of raw meat. Yeah, but everyone just needs to do one thing. And we're like, because code enforcement is out. Like, this task force that the mayor has assembled has already visited us once because
are they like police officers or are they special appointed just
they're,
concerned citizens?
They're special deputies. They're concerned citizens who've been deputized.
Is this real? You're serious?
Not about the last part, no. But like code enforcement.
They're police officers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But they have come by the bar once already. It's like, dude.
And they'll give you guys a ticket.
Right. Yeah, the idiot who just wants to buy a six pack and doesn't have a mask. Also, this guy's great because he didn't have his wallet either. He's like, well, you guys Apple Pay? I'm like, no, we don't Apple Pay.
He brought nothing.
Yeah, he brought his phone. That's it. Not even a mask.
It says on your website.
Yeah. There's nothing on the website.
Nothing on your website. Also, can I have some pimento cheese?
Yeah. I brought my own cup.
Just fill up my,
top
my
me
water
off.
Bottle with pimento cheese.
It's a Nalgene.
If a Nalgene. I have a swell to keep my pimento cheese cold.
To keep my pimento cheese at the perfect room temperature. Oh, that was adorable. Except Cookie's completely out of frame, so you just kissed nothing to me.
I kissed the little cookster. Hello, little cookster.
Cookie.
She's being cute. She's being cute.
How's she doing without your gal pal?
What are you doing?
How's she doing without that?
She's been okay. The first few days where she was like clearly just looking for her at every turn.
Yeah.
But she's okay now.
Yeah. Cool beans.
But yeah, so they just need something real quick. No. I get it. No, but can I get
no, a beer? I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. It's annoying, right? Can I have a beer?
Yeah. And then the indignation that you, like, seriously? Because there's been, and it's not a lot of people. Under five people, we've actually turned away.
Yeah. But,
and of course,
well,
like.
Because at a certain point, you just get like, you're just like, no, fuck you. Like, I don't even really. Even if you don't care about the rule, you're just like, I would just get annoyed by these people thinking they're.
Yeah, everyone, like, everyone thinks they're the fucking exception. I just this, I just that. And there's a guy who was like, seriously? So I can't. I'm like, dude, no, you can't. Like, sorry that you have been living under a rock, but somehow found out that we were open without finding out that, hey, you need to wear a mask and you need to order food. Because that's the other thing. For some reason, we're not like. I don't really understand the rule, but like, you can't be. Bars that don't have food permits can't be open, because the bars that are open, you have to buy food.
Wait, what? Bars that don't have food permits can't be open right now?
Yeah, because the bars that are open, we have to serve you food.
Why?
I don't know, because I guess if you, you know, are drinking beer on an empty stomach, you're just going to start coughing on people.
I don't get that.
I don't get it either, but, you know.
That sucks for those bars.
It does, yeah.
If they have an outdoor space, it doesn't really matter.
Right, right.
I just see if you're like a bar that if you don't have an outdoor space, I can see that.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. If you don't have an outdoor space and if you're a 4 a.m. bar.
Are you allowed to sit in your bar and drink?
You are allowed, but like we have it spaced up to like the specifics of like.
And you're just supposed to like take your mask off.
Yeah.
When you go order beer.
No, you're supposed to put it on when you order beer. And that seems to be the difficult part that everyone's having trouble with. Yeah. But, you know, we have it spaced out. Like, you're not supposed to have more than 25% of your normal capacity. So we've taken out, you know, majority of the seating. There's no chairs at the bar. Yeah, so we're able to maintain the distance that we're supposed to maintain. So you can sit and you can have your beer. But when you're face to face with someone you know, don't live with, you need to wear a mask when you're ordering beer from us. Beer and your pimento cheese. Like, you know what? Hopefully it is just, we're all being overcautious, but, you know, It's
would
amazing.
Would you
accept
if someone put their shirt over their nose, like what I'm doing right now?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. Because I did. And then the tap room manager was like, we can't do that again. I was like, okay. Because it's not a big like, you don't have to have a fucking, you know, gas mask.
Right. You see that something.
Have a bandana. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's not hard. And even if you think it's not a big deal, it's not your call. Like, just do it now so we don't have to go through this whole thing again in 2 weeks, 2 months, whatever. Like, just err on the side of caution. Or just be fucking courteous. Or just stay home. Because really, you're not supposed to be going out.
Yeah,
they're like, you can go out. It's not like, hey, everybody, get out there and support your local business. It's like, hey, you can go out for a little bit, but you're still safest at home.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. But, yeah, it's funny, all the people that have a problem with it. Really? Really?
Oh, you believe in this garbage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're buying this? It really doesn't matter whether I buy it or not. Them's the rules. And you had no problem when you drove.
No, I don't buy it. Let's kiss.
Yeah. That'd be hot, actually. Some of the guys that came in. There was one guy specifically who I wish would have offered to kiss me because he looked like Fred Durst. And I was like, dude, what are you doing? He was wearing, he had just the like facial hair on his chin, right? Like
nice.
He had no mustache, no beard, just like facial hair on his chin and a red baseball cap, which Fred Durst ruined that, right? Maybe future generations.
I mean, this the guy facial looked hair part was just, I think, ruined by everyone who did that.
Right. No, well, the facial hair is no good.
Yeah, you better be in a band. But even then, it's probably not a good band.
No, I can't imagine. Like, I can't imagine when you make that life choice that the other choices you make are any good. But, like, there's got to be a certain age range of us out there. And I would say, like, you and I are, like, right in the sweet spot. I was like, you can't wear a red hat.
A red backwards hat?
Yeah. I mean, you can wear, I have a, like, red hat. I have a Pelicans hat that's just, like, that soft, like, not structured. But, like, the baseball, like, rigid with the kind of, like, flat brim. Like, you can. Yeah. You can, but just know how you're presenting yourself. Presenting yourself as a new metal guy in a post-new metal world. You're serious. Yeah, dude, like, I don't want to turn you away. I want you to spend your money here. You're serious? Yeah. Hey, how about some happy news?
What's that?
A box showed up in my house the other day, my apartment. Just my address. No name, no return address.
Button, and if you press it, you get $1 million. Someone in the world dies.
I don't know, man. That's tough.
It's a movie.
Yeah.
They press it.
Yeah.
No, they don't press it, and then the movie ends.
Well, I don't want anyone to die, and just throw it in the trash.
Credits.
Throw it in the trash. Roll credits. Yeah, like the vast majority of us, percentage-wise, wouldn't just press that button. But instead, the button shows up at the one couple who has a moral conundrum. Anyways, yeah, I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I open it. There is a, speaking of the Pelicans, a Pelicans starter jacket.
Cool.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? This is sweet. It was a birthday gift.
There you go.
I don't know. There was no name on the package. No. And I was like, damn, I didn't know they still made starter jackets. And I put it on. I feel like the pockets are stuffed with edibles. There's a chocolate bar in my fridge right now. Yeah, my brother for my B-Day sent me a Pelican starter jacket filled with edibles.
That's amazing.
I know.
Wow, what a nice gift.
I know. I was surprised and delighted. So yeah, that was fun. I'm gonna use these in a responsible manner. Pineapple cannabis gummies.
Well, cool.
Sativa. That's, yeah. You gotta find the right strain, bro.
I don't wanna make dinner.
Life without the old ball and chain, huh?
Yeah, she would always make me dinner.
Have dinner ready. In quarantine, I'm clocking out in 15 minutes. That meatloaf better be ready.
Cooks! Yeah, man, it has been opposite things happening over here. Yeah. I have been solo. And now coming to the end of a long weekend, it's been a lot of nothing, Nice. I think between now and when we podcasted last, I've beaten like 5 video games.
Yeah, you're like
destroying games.
Yeah, you are trapped in the like YouTube cycle that I was in like at least 6 months ago. Where you're just like, you're finding all these lists and you're like, I need to play this game. The big difference being, you're actually playing those games and crushing them.
Yeah, you just buy them.
I like dabble.
And then you'd play Smash Brothers.
I dabble and then work for 60 hours and then play a game that I've put, you know, a couple hundred hours into already. No big deal.
Yeah.
You're smashing games. Funny.
And I have today I started at your recommendation started playing Super Metroid, the original 1994 Super Nintendo, and it's fine. I'm not gonna play it anymore.
First off, you're not done with it. Secondly, it's actually the third game in the series.
What did I say?
The original.
Oh. Yeah, it's the one. It's the Metroid game that people remember.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, that's the high watermark of the side-scrolling Metroid games. For sure.
Yeah. So, playing that today. I don't know. I can't tell if I, like, even want to be playing video games anymore right now, like, but I just keep doing it.
Yeah, you don't seem like you want to be doing anything right now.
I
don't blame you.
I'm like, I've been, I feel like
to be clear,
weird because I've just done all of it, but I don't know what else I even want to do. I guess just like sitting outside would be nice.
Yeah,
but I can't.
Yeah, I bet it would.
It's just fucking boring, man. I've been watching Deadwood on HBO.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Deadwood?
Yeah, I've seen some of it.
I'm almost done with the first season. It's nice. Pretty good. It's like an old... It's definitely like... You could see the generational difference of like style. I don't know if generational is the right word, but it's an older... That like original HBO style, like
yeah.
They just feel like slower, more dramatic. Not necessarily more dramatic, probably less dramatic, honestly. But like very character driven, slow burn type of show. Like not a lot.
Well, that's kind of like the end, the beginning of the end of the appointment TV era.
Yeah, you definitely see like because it's not like a binge show. It's not a show that you. Need like I watch half an episode or maybe even half an episode at a time.
Yeah.
And then I go back to fucking video games, but
yeah, cuz that's how I felt about The Sopranos the first like time I tried to watch it is I sat there and watched like 4 episodes and I was like, "Oh, this is good. But then I would watch one at a like. Then I got into like watching one at a time. I'm like, okay, yeah, I actually, and it is good. Yeah. It's a really good show, I think. But it just like the way that you consume it, it just would not, it wouldn't be made the same way now.
Yeah, yeah. Deadwood is like super realistic. I feel like it's based on a real town, which I didn't know that. Going into it, if you knew that.
No, I didn't.
It was a real place in the North Dakota, in the Dakota District or Dakota Territory. Dakota District sounds like it's like a Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Area. Now the Dakota Territory. So before the Dakotas were a state, I guess. Like right before, it's like during, it's clearly like this transitional phase of the town, which has been, it's going from this like a town where like the guys who built the town are like still there and operating it, but the town is kind of becoming more.
It's moving away
like
from
the rest.
That.
Yeah. Like it's becoming more like a town. And they're.
Yeah.
Definitely, I think it's mostly made up, but I think that there are, they do take real events. Like they had one of the episodes is about Wild Bill Hickok getting murdered, which was a real thing.
A whole to do.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's a thing that happened in Deadwood. The show covers it.
Yeah,
pretty solid. I recommend it. But yeah, it's similar to like The Sopranos. It's a show you. You can maybe watch one or two, but then you just need to like, you're like, okay.
Yeah, it's not crushable. Not crushable. Yeah. Which is fine, because like we alluded to, it's a different era. Different era of television.
It's weird waking up late. Like today I woke up close. This always happens to me on long weekends when I'm alone. Like I slink into like my schedule from when I was younger, where I go to bed late and wake up late.
Just 3 days. That's all it takes.
It that's all it takes for it to kind of like start. If you gave me two more weeks of this, where like I didn't have to work,
dude. You know what? That's a good point. That happened to me, but.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, if you get exactly that. If you gave me two more weeks of this, or I did not have to work, I would be every night would be 3 a.m. waking up at 11.
Yeah. Yeah, that was 100%. Like I just fell into that. That's one of the things that was nice about going and volunteering was it was like, all right, I gotta get up and have breakfast and do something. Yeah. So I'm not going to stay up till 3 a.m. doing nothing. So.
Yeah. Pretty much doing nothing.
I feel that.
Playing fucking Cuphead. Cup Night, I almost said.
Playing Cuphead. Great game. Great game. One of the all-time greats. Yeah. How about it, man? When, so your girlfriend is self-quarantining. When does she get back?
She gets back maybe not this Tuesday, but next. So
Bachelor.
Like 8 days, probably.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, something like that. Tuesday or Wednesday.
That is.
Yeah, we're playing it safe. Playing it safe.
Yeah. Not going to go to the bar without a mask on.
I guess, really. That's not an option here. Nothing is really, there's still nothing open at all. Like, I don't know. There are plenty of bars that you could walk that have like these abbreviated hours that have like basically their set up at their front door where you can go and order like either like pre-made drinks. I don't think they're making drinks like on the spot really, but you can go and like, and apparently it's just drinking on the street now is just okay in New York. It's kind of funny. Like bars are just doing it. They're giving out drinks like in cups with straws and people are drinking them. and no one gives a shit, which is great. Like, I've done it a couple times. It's nice, but it's just kind of funny how that happened.
I've dabbled in that.
It's just this, they just are like, yeah, well, just this rule is just kind of not being enforced.
not right now.
Yeah, it looks like it's fine. Okay, we'll give you this. We'll give you some drinks on the street.
Yeah.
So that's really the closest thing you got right now. You can walk around with a drink, or you can take it home, I guess, if you want. But,
dude, love to go drinks. Love them, love them, love them.
Ooh. I was gonna make dinner, but it's too late now, so now I'm gonna order Chinese food.
It's for those of you keeping score at home, it's 6:15 in New York.
Well, by the time we finish this, and then I gotta like fucking prepare the food, barf.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather die.
Barf. A barfarama.
Tell you
Bartolini.
What, these Tasties cannabis gummies, they're tasty.
You're having one?
Yeah. See you later. Woo!
Oh my god, you're going to be so high.
Yeah. Dude, you just haven't found the right strain.
I don't know if I talked about this podcast, but it's at my work, there's now rumors that we will not be back in the office until September, which, if you're saying September, I mean, this has not been announced at all, but my work is still
rumblings.
As far as New York goes, like, there has definitely not been any announcement as far as like what the plan is or what they're going to be offering or what the expectation is. And there's just been rumblings that the CEO has, like, I guess, said to certain people that he doesn't think New York employees will be back until September. Which is fine with me, but is also weird. It's also weird.
Well, yeah. I mean, you've been in a very weird way. This has been exactly what you were asking for.
Yeah.
And in a very other way, not at all.
Yeah, in some ways not at all. Some ways, yeah. Yeah, I did want to work from home.
Mm-hmm.
I still wanted to be able to, like, leave.
I still wanted to do things, though.
And I wanted, if I knew, I also would have wanted an office.
If you knew the price.
Just a desk. Instead of, I've been doing a standing desk at my, like, breakfast bar in my kitchen for almost 3 months now.
Yeah. Perfect.
Which is,
perfect.
I don't know. I don't think I'm actually any more or less productive at it at the standing desk or anything, but it, just having like an office.
Yeah.
Kind of nice having a desk.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That sounds good. You should get on that.
Good
desk. You're going to be there. You're going to be working from home till September at least, so might as well.
We'll see. We'll see. Could be permanent.
Yeah. It's just so weird, cuz it seems like it just is so inconsistent as far as, like, some places open up and there's a huge spike.
I haven't been following it at all, any of that.
So. Well, of course, the places that are just like, we're open now are, you know, my neighbors. Mississippi, Alabama, Texas.
And are they having spikes?
I want to say that, like, Alabama's done, like, nothing, which they could have, like, nipped this in the bud just by making fucking Roll Tide masks. And everyone would wear them just because they, you know.
Because Roll Tide.
Yeah. Everyone would wear them just to support the team.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, hey, you don't need to wear that mask anymore. What do you mean, need to wear a mask?
It's not a mask. It's a uniform.
Yeah. Full kit wanker. yeah. And then other places, and I know we talked about this, like New York is just like, you know, you're on top of each other and you're sharing. So there's so many spaces that get shared, and like you're on the subway to get to work, and So like, you know, if you're in like a driving like city, like Texas, I think the bigger cities are, I mean, I think Texas in general, like you just have a car, like public transportation's not real there. But
yeah, well, I'm curious to know if the state, I haven't been following that at all. I've just been like, I just stopped. I'm just like, I don't care. I'm just going to wait until I don't even know. I don't even know what I'm waiting for at this point. I don't know. I don't like there is
sounds very sad
because at this point, like if tomorrow the restaurant down the street was like, we're open, I'd be like, well, that's dumb.
Mm-hmm.
When will I not think that? I don't know.
Right.
And yeah, I just can't see with my work. I just feel like they're in a really tough position because when, I mean, obviously they're going to, I think the first thing they do is come up with some sort of phased plan. Like, I think step one, when we're allowed to open the offices back up, which in New York, I don't even know if that's a thing or not, but
yeah.
The first phase would probably be them saying like, okay, you can go to the office if you want.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, like, will you have to wear a mask? I don't know. Would they have to limit it if too many people want to go? Maybe. Would they start by certain types of jobs? Or just flat out make it like, if you would like to go, you can. And then from there, I just can't see them. I just can't see when they're going to get to the point where the expectation is like, you need to come into work. Like, work from home is over.
Right. Yeah. It's just
when will that be? I mean, you have, first of all, with like all the kids out of school, and then during the summer, like all their summer activities probably kind of getting canceled. Like, you have parents who will be like, I can't really go.
Right.
Work right now.
There's so many things that have kind of like disrupted that being like a really like enforceable option.
And then you have like people who are either at risk themselves in one way or another, which I'm like in that boat, or people who live with someone who's at risk that could also just say to their job, like, I don't really feel comfortable coming in right now. And then most, you know, the job would kind of have to, you think would have to respect that. And so,
yeah.
And then you'll have people who'd be like, do I have to come in? Like, I've been doing fine from home. You know,
right. I'm getting all my work done.
And then for every one of those people, you'll have someone who's like, please let me go back to the office.
Right.
Like, I hate this. Hate my family.
Hate my life. Get me out of here.
Let me back.
I used to think I hated my job, but I hate it here so much more. Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know.
It's fucking weird.
Change the world.
Yeah. And that, you know what's weird to me, and it just kind of clicked with me recently too, is people who were, and I don't even know the stats at this point, but like early on when people were like, more people die from the flu. It's like, it kind of just occurred to me that, like, you're very nonchalant about people dying from, like, something that we all can catch.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, like, there's just a huge.
But definitely the flu is not as.
Oh, it's different. Yeah. I'm not saying it's the same thing, but it just.
No, I do remember that being a thing. When I haven't heard that argument in a while, but
no,
when it first started.
Because I think it surpassed the flu. Yeah. But it's like, more people die from the flu. It's like, I get the sentiment you're trying to make, but it also seems like you're fine with people dying from the flu in supposedly the greatest country on the planet. It's like one of the most advanced like civilizations. And we have people dying from the flu? And, you know, yeah, at this current juncture, everyone dies of something, but it just seems kind of like, well, you know, people die. People die from the flu all the time. Yeah, maybe they shouldn't. But then on the other hand, it's like, well, this planet is way too crowded right now.
It's packed.
So there's a lot of factors at play. So I don't know. I don't have the answers. But you know, just pondering the tough questions. So high right now.
Oh,
JK,
man.
JK, LOL.
I am so hungry. Mm-hmm. I was just
Me too. I've got like, the munchies.
Trying to think the last time I did something. Oh, I played on Saturday night. I played poker, online poker with my coworker. Invited me.
Did you do it after dark?
Eddie invited me, and it was like him and like his bunch of his friends. There's some website we can play poker for free, and then you do it like through Venmo.
Yeah,
pretty cool site, but I lost $100 really fast, and I actually didn't win a hand, and it sucked. But at the same time,
you didn't win a hand. How long did you play?
It was $50 cash game, so I bought it. I probably played for 2 hours. And most
and you
of the
didn't
time
win
folding.
A hand?
I didn't win a single hand. Wow. Yeah. That's actually not true. That's not true. I lost the first 50, bought in again. Mm-hmm. I lost all the way down till I was like pretty low, and I went all in when at a point where I just had to, and I won that hand, and then I lost. I had to go all in again because the first one didn't get me back to the place that I was like in a good spot still, and then I lost the next hand. So I won one hand.
Okay.
It was terrible. But at the same time, I stopped playing. I was like, well, that's the most action I've done. That's the most I've done in months. Like that's the
the most action.
The most action I've had. Like I actually like participated in something.
That's not true. You, me, Eddie, we all played Fortnite together.
That's true. That's like second on the list.
Yeah. There was some action that night. It was a good night.
All right, Cooks. I know. It's your fucking dinner time.
Ugh, Cookie. You're ruining this podcast.
Are we at an hour?
No. We are not. No.
What are we at?
48 minutes.
Oh, okay. We're close.
Yeah. I'm going to feed her. We're good.
You guys everyone can listen in to me putting food she's in the bowl. Is this what you want?
She's not a shy eater.
Cookie, little cookie. This is like, I'm like Cookie now. I stay inside.
Mm-hmm.
I eat.
You go outside to pee?
I sleep in two different rooms throughout the day. I wake up in the bed, take a nap in the couch.
Look out the window. Wish
bark
you could
at people.
Yeah.
Scream at strangers.
Hey!
Get out of here! I don't want any trouble. You're just standing outside.
I don't want any trouble.
That's kind of what Cookie's saying. Like, we don't want it. We don't want what you got.
No thanks.
Keep walking.
Don't waste it.
Oh.
Yeah.
In my mind, which this is definitely just not true, but in my mind, it's like, man, if I just had like something as simple as a balcony, it would change everything.
Yeah. You'd be.
I would sit out there and play Switch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Watch Deadwood on my laptop out there.
Yeah, you could be. You could be a cigar guy like me, just out on your. Out on your porch watching The Last Dance, firing through sticks.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. I did do a big time cigar guy move is I gave some of our regulars at the bar, brought in some cigars for them.
Stogies?
Boom.
You boys interested in some stogies?
Jimmy, I got a couple sticks for you. Hold on. Don't go anywhere.
I don't like sticks. I don't like that.
Yeah, well, you're not a cigar guy.
I'm not.
You don't fire up sticks like me.
I happen to know a cigar guy. Yeah. And I don't think he calls them sticks.
Well, yeah, he's probably firing off branches. Old pro. Do me a favor. Next time you talk to your dad, ask him what kind of sticks you've been firing up lately.
He would just start talking about something else. I don't know.
He would just ignore you.
He would go on a tangent.
I mean, to be fair, your dad, sticks could go any way in his world. Yeah. You might want to, lathe them and make them into legs for coffee tables.
Oh, can we talk about Kalen Reacts? I feel like you didn't really like the video as much as I wanted you to. This guy is my favorite.
I do love that you are deep in reaction videos. We'll start there.
Geraldine actually found this because she's been on scrolling through TikTok a lot, and this guy has come up on her feed a few times, and he just reacts like there are these like they're like spoof cooking channels, I guess. They're like comedic cooking channels, but like if anyone's watched those like cooking videos.
I was wondering what the fuck they were doing.
It's a very popular thing to like make these like really clean and neat looking like 3-minute cooking videos to show how to make a recipe, and they kind of walk you through it visually, but like things are already prepared and stuff.
Yeah.
It smells like burning.
Yeah,
someone's
it does.
Got a charcoal grill going outside. I hope that's what it is.
It's Memorial Day, man.
My house on fire. And so then there's these other videos that are like, they look like that, and the recipe will start by something. You're like, oh, okay, they're putting this in there. What are they going to make? And then they start adding like really fucking bizarre ingredients.
Yeah.
And they make something really disgusting. and this guy reacts to them, and it's so funny. He's just like the one you watched.
The one you sent me was really funny.
Where's
I forget what he
going?
Said. Yeah.
In the bowl?
What?
Onions, where's that going? That's going in the bowl too? yeah, it's Kalen Reacts. Kalen dot Reacts.
Whoever eats this, I know y'all breath is funky.
and I think his whole video, people just send him videos to react to. Mm-hmm. And it's not always like the spoof one. Sometimes it is like legitimate recipes that just are gross.
Yeah.
Is
that going in the bowl too?
Is that going in the bowl too?
Yeah, that was funny.
Where are those pickles going? There's another one. There's one that he reacted to that I'd seen before, and it's one of these like fake videos. And they like cut up, they like shredded hot dogs with a paperclip.
Ew.
So you take a paperclip and you like string the hot dogs with them.
Oh,
and then they put the hot dogs in like a egg batter mixture, and then put that on a waffle iron. And then melted a ton of cheese and poured it over them.
So gross. I
it
don't want to
so
see that.
Gross.
Oh my goodness.
You gotta watch this. Hot dog.
Hot
waffle.
Ham water. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Oh God, so gross. I'm gonna send this to you. Oh, I can't. I have to text it to you.
What do you mean? Yeah, text.
I can't. Oh, damn it! There's no message feature on here.
No.
Oh, I can't send it to you now.
You can't message me from your computer.
I don't have my. Oh wait, do I? I don't really have my message thing like synced. I never did it. Nah, it's too much work. Can't do it. I'll email you. That I can do.
No thanks. Straight to spam. Remember outside?
No.
Those posts are stupid.
I don't. I don't. Oh, no.
No. Bump.
This ain't no potato salad.
What? There was something. Oh, Sam Smith, the guy who wrote the Jordan Rules. Not the singer. Much older gentleman. He wrote the Jordan Rules. He was on The Last Dance. I just don't understand people who are still. I don't think we talked about the end of The Last Dance, but all in all, I thought it was fantastic. But I don't understand people who are still like picking it apart. And like, I guess Scottie Pippen was upset about his portrayal, which I don't understand what he's upset about. Like, if you've watched it, yeah, what is there to be upset about? And there was but Sam Smith was talking about, he's like, I know there's things Jordan lied about, the pizza being one of them. Like, this fucking pizza thing, which was the worst part of the documentary. It was.
They should not have put that in there. It just was so obviously not truthful.
Even if it was 100% factual, it was like crazily overproduced. Like, that part felt so like it stuck out like a sore thumb. But
I guess if the guy's doing the documentary, like, he obviously has to ask about the flu game.
Right.
And if that's fucking Jordan's answer, what else is he supposed to do?
Right. And then also, I forgot, I don't think we talked about this, but Jordan's best friend? Do you remember this guy?
What?
That was a fucking curveball.
Can we get a little bit more on him?
Yeah, because he...
I mean, I guess he was just his assistant for a long time, and, like, if... I guess I could see someone like Jordan. You can't meet new people.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's one of the things...
Hang out. Because even if you're good friends with, like, other, like, NBA stars, they're all going to be so busy.
Yeah.
I guess I could see you... having a friendship like that with your assistant, but it was just kind of funny.
But that was one of, I think that was one of the most interesting, like, peaks.
Yes.
Food's here?
Yeah.
Interesting, like, Pizza. Peaks into Jordan with, like, just his mega celebrity. Like, I would say that at one point he was the most popular person on the planet. You don't, like, he was only around security people and that one journalist.
Second.
Yeah, you're good.
Thank you.
Hi.
Don't talk to him.
Don't waste it.
yeah, he's only around security, his assistant, probably maybe multiple assistants.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
But
media people trying to bug him.
Yeah.
People trying to get something from him.
So they were, yeah, so, but I thought about this yesterday because ESPN was re-airing The Last Dance, and we had it on at the bar. And no sound or anything, but all of a sudden, there's just this guy who's like, looks like he can't get his eyelids, like, can't get his eyes all the way open, like he's about to fall asleep. And it just liver spotted, and it's like, flashes his name, Michael Jordan's best friend.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute. Nobody else ate that. Nobody else ate that pizza. And I was like, Mike, man, don't eat this pizza. Nobody else ate the pizza.
Yeah, that was so weird. And also, I would have liked just to for them to spend 3 minutes on how that guy became his best friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's obvious that it was probably just through their like working relationship they became friends, but
maybe it was a I don't know. I can't even think of another reason. but your food's here. We've fulfilled our contractual obligations for the week.
Yes.
So
I'm so happy it's over.
I know. Thank God. Just got to post this, and then the checks come rolling in. you've been listening to Matt and Andrew vs. Society. You can interact with us on Twitter at Mavs Podcast. That's MAVS Podcast. Our website, The Sauce Lounge, has every single episode of this show. If you want to dig back into the catalog in your quarantine, that's an option. It's a good option. If you use iTunes, rate, subscribe, and comment. I know we have one listener who celebrated a birthday this week. Happy birthday, Isaac, friend of the show. Or since we've recorded last. I guess it was last week. Anyways.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. He has not reviewed the show. He told me. Straight from the horse's mouth. And I actually think I told him. I was like, at this point, don't do it. It's a bit now. But yeah, if you're not Isaac and you listen on iTunes, rate, subscribe, comment. If you don't use iTunes, of course, Overcast is a great option. And if not, there's tons of other ones out there. And last and certainly least is Stitcher, so don't use it. And we'll be back next week.
Bye.
Ocean now, cruising Biscayne, hit front, top off, yeah. That's a liability, big front, hit the gas, yeah. Boosting my adrenaline, big front, Percocet, yeah. Molly Percocet, big front, Percocet, yeah. Molly Percocet, big front, rep the set, yeah. Gotta rep the set, gang, gang. Chase a chick, yeah. Never chase a bitch, big front, mask on, yeah. Fuck it, mask off, big front, mask on, yeah. Fuck it, mask off, big.
Wow, really amazing podcast, indeed.
Just that good at podcasting, I guess.